You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. It's time for another round of post-show recaps versus here on TSR. It's the podcast where we make shows fight each other for an entire season of TV. Hello, I am Josh Wigler. I am joined here by the Queen Bee herself, LaTanya Stark. LaTanya.
I'm just happy to be queen.
Yeah, Antler Queen Bee.
Antler Queen Bee. Mm-hmm. That's me.
Does that make me the boar on the floor? I don't know what I am.
I don't know if you make it past season one, Josh.
Pit boar over here. Yes, just left out freezing in the cold here as we are talking about the next iteration of Post Show Recaps Versus, which has been a great podcast series that LT and I have been hosting over the last many months. We did Game of Thrones versus House of the Dragon season one all the way back in August. I guess it was October that they finished up House of the Dragon.
Really?
It was. Yeah, I know it doesn't feel like that, but that was how that went. We took a little time off, and then we came back for The Last of Us on HBO, where we made The Last of Us fight our beloved pandemic post-apocalypse drama on HBO Max Station 11. And here we are again, LaTanya. No break. We hop right back into the versus machine as two of the most anticipated shows of the year are airing at the exact same time. Succession is beginning its final season March 26th. It's its fourth and final season. We have only recently found out that it's its final season. And Yellow Jackets, another beloved show, a very different show in many ways from Succession, is getting ready to gear up its second season and probably is going to be here for a minute. So we have a tale of these two different shows. One is closing shop. One is opening up. And it feels like a great occasion to make the old guard fight the new one, LaTanya.
Yes.
It's
going to
be Succession versus Yellow Jackets here on PSR versus all season long.
Get all my bitches together. This is the type of party I enjoy.
Yeah. This is like one of those. I'm trying to think of it's not quite like when all the Marvel and DC characters collided and turned into like these strange permutations of each other. But it's also not entirely unlike that, where you're imagining situations where Logan Roy has to make handshake deals with Lottie. You know, this is a strange world that we're potentially embarking on. But I'm really excited about it, Latanya. I love both of these shows very much. And I don't know what these two great tastes are going to taste like together.
I love both of these shows in such different ways and for so many different reasons, but to have both of them back at the same time makes me feel an excitement that I haven't felt probably since House of the Dragon. I'm pumped. I can't wait to make these, like, they're just behemoths really in television in terms of iconography.
Yeah.
They are all icons of the screen, the small screen, but you know, that depends on your house, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make them fight each other. And they love fighting. That's the thing. We're not doing anything wrong because they love a fight.
We're indulging their best and their worst instincts,
yes.
Whether it is a fight in a boardroom or a fight on the soccer field or a fight for your life in the forest. I just watched Logan Roy say that life is a knife, is a fight for
it's
a knife
fight
in the
for
mud.
A knife in the mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like he just described Yellow Jackets as well.
Yeah. He did.
So he's predicted it already. So here's how this is going to work.
Creator we're putting news.
We're putting this podcast. That's right. L to the OG. LT to the OG. We are going to do this. This is how this is going to work. We are talking about Succession Season 4 once Succession Season 4 rolls around. We are going to be talking about Yellow Jackets Season 2 once Yellow Jackets rolls around. This podcast is going to exist in both the Succession and Yellow Jackets podcast feeds. So if you're only a fan of one of those shows, you're still going to get this podcast in your feed. We also have the Post Show Recaps Versus feed where you can get every single episode of Versus that Latanya and I have done. That's postshowrecaps.com/versus. If you want to find that RSS link, search by URL in your podcast app of choice. That's postshowrecaps.com/versus, or you could just search for Post Show Recaps Versus wherever you get your podcasts. We're also going to put these up commercial free for the patrons of Post Show Recaps. So if you sign up at any level, patreon.com/postshowrecaps, you will get the Versus podcast without a single commercial interruption. So if that's exciting to you, consider it patreon.com/postshowrecaps. We wanted to get this podcast out now before both Yellow Jackets Season 2 and Succession Season 4 rev up for a couple of reasons. Reason number one, I think, is let's give you an opportunity to watch all of the necessary material that you need to watch in order to be able to listen to this podcast. It's a lot of TV to catch up on. If you have not watched all of Succession, if you have not yet watched Yellow Jackets Season 1, this is a good reason to get that going because we are going to be talking about the current episodes as they're airing, which means everything that's come before is fair game. So this is really your opportunity to make sure that you're checking out Succession and you're checking out Yellow Jackets as Latanya and I are going to be talking about Season 4 of Succession and Season 2 of Yellow Jackets. Another reason I wanted to get this podcast out early is we have the Versus Arena, where much of the podcast works like this. Latanya and I, we will talk about the two episodes that we're comparing on each and every week. It'll be Succession Season 4, Episode 1 versus Yellow Jackets Season 2, Episode 1, so on and so forth for 10 weeks, 10 episodes a season. We're going to keep them going all the way through the end of the line. And in the podcast, we'll be talking about each episode. We'll tell you what we thought of them, the ways in which they were similar, the ways in which they were very different. All of that's going to be really fun. But when we're done talking that stuff through, we have to make them fight, Latanya. We have to. We don't have a choice.
No, I haven't been given any choice in life. So why should these shows have any difference?
Yeah, I think that's fair. What chance did I have?
Yeah.
So they're going to have to fight each other, and we're going to need your help to make them fight. We have these ridiculous categories that we create every season to address both of the shows and to come up with these totally arbitrary and reductive scoring systems with which to grade each episode. We're being very scientific.
You mean science?
using trigonometry, which I believe is a central mathematic theory to understanding and unlocking Yellow Jackets, and probably needs to be applied to the world of Succession from time to time as well.
Yeah, I'm just like that gif of that woman with math equations going by her head, mm-hmm. and she looks on confused.
She looks a lot like Sarah Paulson, but I don't think that's Sarah Paulson.
It's not Sarah Paulson.
It's not Sarah Paulson. No. That'd be cool, though. She should play that person in a movie.
She would.
Maybe a season of American Crime Story. They could do that. Would they be great. Could. I'd be down with that. No Sarah Paulson in either of these shows. Not yet.
If Sarah Paulson appeared in one of these shows, I think that I'd have to die, and it would like get a win, just a bye that week. It would just get a bye of a win.
Antler Queen is a real Ryan Murphy type of a concept.
Oh, though. Yeah.
So, like, you feel like Sarah Paulson can't be that far behind.
That's very true.
But we come up with all these categories. One of the show wins the categories. The other one wins another one. So on and so forth. Yada, yada, yada. We track them all season long until we get to the end of the season and one of these shows beat the other overall. And so we need your help in creating the categories. LaTanya and I have a few categories that we're already batting back and forth. Mm-hmm. We're going to lock them into place by the time we get to week one of Succession versus Yellow Jackets. But we want to hear from you. If you want to get that feedback in, you can send me an email, josh@postshowrecaps.com or latanya@postshowrecaps.com. You can send us both email addresses with any advice that you have for categories you want to see. I had a couple of names for categories that I'm thinking about. LaTanya, do you want to hear a few of them that we have right from
the jump? I would like to hear a few of them, yeah.
The very basic one that we have to have every season is just episode overall. Which episode do we prefer on a given week?
Like, that's there's like no debate about that.
It's like the sort of serious basement level category. all the bullshit can spring forth from the bedrock that is which episode was better overall on a week-to-week level, which I think is going to be really hard this time around.
It's going to be really difficult, and I'm not emotionally prepared for it, but we're going to do it anyway.
I'm unprepared for so much. I have a couple of different categories that I don't know what they mean yet. You ready? Here they are. One is boar on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be.
That's like the most basic bitch award.
Who was just the most basic?
Yeah.
Okay. So boar on the floor, the most basic. I have busiest bee. The busiest bee.
Yeah, that's kind of like on Succession, that's Daddy's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And on Yellow Jackets, it could be literally any of the characters because they are always involved in shenanigans.
I think it could be like, who's hustling the hardest?
Yeah.
Who's the biggest hustler on any given week? And I think we're going to match them up and like, who was the biggest hustler on Yellow Jackets this week? Who's the biggest hustler on Succession this week? And between the two, who hustled harder? I think is what we're looking at. Full effing beast is a category that I've thought about here. Maybe that's like, who was the biggest monster? Who was the most monstrous person?
I love that so much because there are some straight up monster, like killers, psycho killers, Seska say. involved.
Yeah. On both shows, really.
In both shows. Our beloved, we talk about Melanie Lynskey on this podcast with so much love.
Yes.
Because it's true, but she is a murderer.
She's a murderer. Well, she plays one on TV.
Right, exactly. And then in, Succession, everyone's always like, well, you're trying to kill Dad. Did you kill Dad?
Did you kill Dad yet?
Did you kill her?
Yeah. So it makes me think that should we have like killer of the week?
Yeah.
Killer of the week.
We should have killer
and I
of
think
the
it could be like who like literally killed somebody in the case of Yellow
That'll
Jackets.
That'll be involved.
That would probably be the bigger thing than somebody's actually killing someone on Succession. But like who had like the killing move of the week, I think, is what we're looking at.
Like and, finish him.
Yeah. Kind of. Who had the best finishing move? Who was the Sub-Zero of the Versus podcast on any given week? So I think we've already got five categories to start from. We've got killer of the week, boar on the floor, busiest bee, full effing beast. Do we need to have Antler Queen as a category? Is that like, who was the boss?
Who are you asking?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to get literal antlers for this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll do one show on the Post Show Recaps YouTube channel.
Okay.
Which
exists. It does.
And I'll get all antler queened up and then you can choose whatever character you would like to be.
Oh, wow. I would like to be Dr. Honk, the doctor that talks to cars. That's who I'm going to be. Dr. Honk versus the Antler Queen on any given week, I think, is what we're looking at here. Or maybe I'll be Dodrick and I'll just be puking takes out of his eyes, I think is also a possibility. What should Antler Queen be? I want to do Antler Queen as a category here. Is this, best dressed?
Yeah, way to take it sartorial.
I always take it sartorial.
Yeah, it could be best dressed. There are some bad bitches in these shows.
Yeah.
And they look pretty fabulous most of the time. Yeah. I think Antler Queen could be the person who's just kind of controlling. They're playing full, like, 5D chess or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Who is the biggest mastermind?
The mastermind. That's what it's called. Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Taylor.
Okay.
And also Josh.
Who is the mastermind on any given week? All right, so we've got Killer of the Week, Boar on the Floor, Busiest Bee, Full Effin' Beast, Antler Queen, and Episode Overall, and we are open to more categories.
Please.
LaTanya and I are going to talk offline about what else we want to introduce here, but we are open to suggestions. If you want to send that feedback in, Josh at postshowrecaps.com, LaTanya at postshowrecaps.com as well, or tag us in the Post Show Recaps Patreon Discord as well. LaTanya, I've been spending a lot of time on podcasts recently talking about Succession. You were on one of the daily Succession podcasts.
Yes.
That we've done as we've been watching the whole show in the lead up to the final season premiere. We just kicked off our Yellow Jackets coverage as well. So there was a nice little Yellow Jackets kickoff show that we did. But I want to give the mic over to you to give some of like your starting takes on Succession, on Yellow Jackets, as these two shows in conversation with each other as we're about to embark on the next 10-week versus saga.
Yeah. So I have to be honest, Succession is just that bitch when it comes to TV shows that really they stick with me. It's like eating a nice steak, you know? It's just going to kind of stick to the rib, as it were. The performances are all the time outrageously fantastic, delivered by some of the best actors in our time, I think, currently. The writing is just so fresh and unexpected, but yet, of course, these people would say these things. And I took a quiz on which one of the Roys I was, and I got Logan, so I think that says a lot.
Wow. It explains why you're constantly telling me to F off.
Yeah, we've got to have that be an award.
Yeah. The F off category?
Yeah.
Yeah, like which character could just F off?
Yes, exactly.
Sure, I put that on the list. It's here.
So that's how I feel about Succession. Yellow Jackets was one of those shows that kind of came out of nowhere for me, but I was at home and ill and watching a lot of television at the time. I'm not doing much different now.
But
I'm just less ill, thank God. Still watching a lot of television. And I came across this show, Yellow Jackets, which for me, it got me with the 90s music. Like, I'm a 90s kid, and there's nothing I can do about it. And I love the Fugees just as much as I love the Foo Fighters. And this, like, soundtrack is so great at making you relive parts of your own nostalgia, but through this really messed up lens, because this terrible thing happened to these women and their coach. Their plane crashed in the middle of nowhere.
I love the respect for Coach Ben that you just demonstrated. That was very kind of you.
Thank you.
Assistant
Coach Ben. And, you know, they have managed to really only lose one person. Well, I mean, aside from the ones like blowing themselves up in planes or any of that kind of thing. They haven't really lost a lot of people. Like, they've managed to survive, and these are all teenage girls.
Yeah. Flash forwards strongly point in the direction of not only them not all surviving, but them eating some of each other.
Sometimes you just got to eat someone.
Yeah.
I guess.
No cannibalism has occurred on Yellow Jackets yet, other than the cannibalism that is gestured at in the first episode.
Exactly.
That is promised in the first episode.
It is promised. It is like the prince who was promised. I'm just waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about these two shows together, I don't know if I have formed the vocabulary to do so yet. There are shows that I like. I think that I recommended Yellow Jackets to you and Jess.
Yeah.
When we were just like talking about what we could possibly talk about in the future. And I was like, please check out this show. It's so good. And then real quick, it was like a channel on the Discord. And I just wanted everyone to catch up to where I was. And it was great. Like, there are so many theories. It's a theory show.
Yes.
So that's something that we don't get from Succession. I mean, there are, I'm sure, people who enjoy looking at org charts, make theories about Succession.
Yes.
But I am not one of those people. So it's not as theory heavy a show as what happened to all of these women in like the preceding time. And we're starting to see those pop up quite a bit around Yellow Jackets. So that's something that they have different. What they have in common is really in their lifestyles. It's kill or be killed. It's eat or be eaten. And that's just business in the same way yeah. as it is life.
Yeah.
So especially when you're in a situation where it's either the elements get you or someone of your own like group does.
Yeah. I think another way in which they are companions to one another is their conversational dominance. I think that these are two of the most prominent warriors of the water cooler right now.
Yeah.
When Succession is on, people are talking about Succession. As Yellow Jackets blew up, it was all people were talking about then as well. And I think a big question that I have, especially in it's not just Succession and Yellow Jackets that are happening right now. There's a ton of big shows that are occurring at this moment. The Mandalorian is in the middle of its third season. Mm. Ted Lasso just debuted its third and potentially final season. We've got a ton of shows that are on the come up. Here, Swarm just arrived. Speaking of hives of a different kind,
Swarm is here.
It is a really packed spring. The content apocalypse has been ongoing, but it feels like a particularly warm season for the content apocalypse.
Yeah.
Which of these two shows is going to dominate the water cooler conversation, or will they also sort of be swept away in the greater conversation that's happening in TV? So I think that these two shows that are used to or are positioned to be prime drivers of TV conversation. Mm-hmm. I think that that is a way in which these two shows launching at basically the exact same time is really compelling to me on the meta level. And I think we'll probably talk a lot about that as much as we talk about the show analysis as well.
Oh, we have to. We have to talk about things that people tweeted, because one of the best things about being one of these fandoms, or both of these fandoms really for me, is just getting to see all of the social media, all the think pieces. Like, there are so many Succession think pieces that I've thought of writing my own. like, it's ridiculous. There's just a ton. And there will be a lot more about Yellow Jackets, I'm sure, because it's getting such a big like rollout in terms of publicity for this second season that was kind of at first a niche show, then became anticipated by more and more people who came because of the like mystery box like aspect of it, and now is like going to dominate the conversation. I'm interested in the conversations that these two shows will cause between us and the conversation that they will engage in with one another.
Yeah. And we want the conversation to continue with you. Yes, you, the royal you, the Roy, all you out there here on Post Show Recaps Land in the Versus feed. So if you ever got feedback about these two shows specifically that you want covered here on Versus, again, we've got email addresses, josh@postshowrecaps.com, latanya@postshowrecaps.com. Those emails will come to us. We can bring the feedback into the conversation here on Versus as well. That's postshowrecaps.com/versus. That's the RSS link when you search by URL. If you want to just make sure that you are subscribed to the Versus feed specifically, you could search for Post Show Recaps Versus wherever you get your podcasts as well. But if you're subscribed to postshowrecaps.com/succession and postshowrecaps.com/yellowjackets, you will find us in those feeds as well. You can find us in the Patreon if you sign up, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. If you want the commercial free versions of Versus, as well as the commercial free versions of every Succession and Yellow Jackets podcast we are going to be doing all season long. And you can find us on the internet as well. I'm at Round Howard. Latanya, how do people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at LK Starks. And then you can find me on Instagram at Stormborn1222, just trying to make a living.
Trying to make a living with LaTanya Starks, which is really what they're trying to do on Succession and Yellow Jackets as well.
Exactly.
Will they be able to succeed? One story is closing. One story is just getting started. And so are we here on Post-Show Recaps in the Versus Arena as Succession versus Yellow Jackets is about to begin. Return next week for the first episode of Succession versus Yellow Jackets here on Post-Show Recaps. Until then, everybody, F off! Or buzz away. I don't know which one to do. It's both shows, so...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.